Curiosity is a gift. A learner's journey begins with and is motivated by curiosity. A lesson learned by seeking an answer to a question is valued and remembered better than a lesson simply given without inquiry. While researchers and educators are slowly discovering the power of curiosity-inspired learning, the Quran has used it right from the beginning. For example, Allah says in the Quran, "Shall I guide you to a transaction that will save you?" Or in another ayat, "Shall I inform you of the greatest losers?" Or that famous ayat, "Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan?" Isn't this style more engaging than saying, "Do this and you will be saved," or "Don't do this because you'll be a loser," or "Do good always"? Divine reformers are bold thinkers who bravely questioned the unjust norms of oppressive societies. In her sermon, Sayyida Fatima salamullah alayha also asked uncomfortable but brave questions to remind Muslims of their duty towards Allah and His Book. Directly questioning the Khalifa about the confiscation of her lands in Fadak, she asked, "Yabna Abi Quhafa, Afi kitabillah an taritha abak wa la arithu abi?" Where is it in the Book of Allah that you can inherit from your father and I cannot inherit from mine? Did Allah reveal a special ayah for you which He did not reveal to my father? Or is it that you are more knowledgeable about the specificities and the generalities of the Quran than my father was and my cousin is? By asking these questions, she was confirming her excellent understanding of the Quran and challenging the Khalifa's qualifications as a Muslim leader. She also questioned the conscience of the Muslims present in the mosque and all those who would read her words in centuries to come. Holding them accountable to their faith, she asked, "وَكَيْفَ بِكُمْ وَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ?" What is wrong with you? Where are you going off to? The Book of Allah is right here for you, and yet you have cast it behind your backs. Does the Quran not interest you anymore? Or have you found another code to live by? To make her immediate and future audiences aware of their responsibility towards social justice, she said, "Will I be denied my rightful inheritance while you watch and listen? And while you have the power and the means to help me? You hear the scream, but you don't respond. Why are you acting confused after everything has been clearly stated? Why are you being secretive after everything is out in the open? Why are you retreating after being in the forefront? Why are you heading for shirk after proclaiming iman?" These are powerful questions that she posed to the Muslims then and to all Muslims, and especially her Shias now. The Muslims then hung their heads in shame. As Shias now, what answers do we have for her? What role does the Quran play in my life and in my decisions? Allow me to leave you with some questions. Questions that I've often asked myself as a woman. Questions that are uncomfortable, but important. Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salaam Alayha is a role model for both women and men. Yet it is mostly our women who are encouraged to walk in her footsteps, to seek knowledge, to adopt modesty, to speak the truth, and to practice justice. What if our young women start thinking boldly like she did and ask difficult and brave questions like she did, to demand justice from the majority like she did? Would we support these women? Would our elders believe them when they express their pain? Would our communities hear and implement their suggestions? Would our budgets accommodate their learning needs? Would our men marry these women? I realize these questions might seem dangerous to our cultural norms, but the answers will hugely impact the position of women in our societies.